Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Come fly with me, let's fly, away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Exotic booze, there's a bar in Far Bomb.
I'm delighted to have you with us today. We have such an exciting lineup. I'm taking you from, are you ready? Cross-country skiing in America to, don't forget, it's still summertime and the weather is lovely in Cape Cod, to what's cooking in Costa Rica right now. So we're going to be all over the map, literally. And kind of interesting. Well, let me just give you some background because this really is kind of interesting. When it comes to August, the first thing I think of, and I'm sure you'll find it odd unless you're in the travel industry, I think snow. Because this is the time of the year when you should be making your plans for where you want to go and when you want to go for whatever winter sports you're into. And I started thinking about how, you know, we frequently talk about downhill skiing. You may remember in June, we got together with Andrew Weibrecht, a two-time medalist, Olympic medalist. He three Olympics ago, he got the bronze, and then the two Olympics ago, he got the silver, and we were all rooting for him to get the gold this year in Korea, but that wasn't in the cards, regrettably. Andrew's family owns the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid, New York. And he is now the father of two. Another little precious baby was born a couple weeks back. And so I was thinking, you know, we've done a lot about downhill skiing, and Andrew is a downhill racer. So he would ski down these very steep slopes and, you know, in a minute and going 100 miles an hour. Can you imagine? Wow, that's really more than I can think about for too long because it makes me just a little wrecky. But I thought, you know, we ought to talk about maybe cross-country skiing. And the last place that comes to mind that we had any serious conversation about cross-country skiing, also known as Nordic skiing, as opposed to downhill, also known as alpine skiing, the last place that comes to mind that we talked about was the Woodstock Inn in Woodstock, Vermont. So I thought, well, why don't we have on some authoritative person to talk about cross-country skiing? And why don't we touch base with the Woodstock Inn in Woodstock, Vermont? A fabulous place, by the way. I mean, if you were going to make a film about quintessential New England town and quintessential, like, well, when we went to Woodstock, Vermont, the last half hour of the drive, at least, it's just all wilderness. You're driving along a river, you know, mountains, trees, river, babbling brooks, whatever. It's gorgeous. And suddenly comes into view the town of Woodstock, which is just adorable. It's like that movie, or if you've seen the play, Brigadoon. You know, there's like a whole lot of just naturally beautiful, and then suddenly, ooh, people come to life. So I thought I would give our good friend Gary Thulander, who is the head of general manager, managing director, or whatever his fancy title was, of the Woodstock Inn in Vermont a call. And we talk with Reese Brown, who's the executive director of the Cross Country Ski Areas Association. Have Reese on and then have Gary Thulander on and talk about cross-country skiing, Nordic skiing in Woodstock, and what else is new there and whatever. So I called over there, and I found out, oh, now this is another part of this kind of strangeness. I'm starting to make the call to the Woodstock Inn in Vermont, and I'm thinking, you know, there are people out there that think we're completely crazy talking about skiing in August. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to have what you want, if you want to select and not settle for what's left, then you need to be starting to make your plans now. Start to think about what you want to do. And as soon as you know what you want to do, go make your reservations for wherever it is you want to do it. Because if you wait till November or December or January, you know, it's all over but the shooting match. So I'm thinking, but, you know, we ought to do something, I don't know, very summery. And as long as we're thinking northeast, maybe we ought to go from cross-country skiing to cross-country skiing in Vermont to, but meantime, why don't we do something out at Cape Cod now and see what's cooking in Cape Cod? Okay. So I dial up the Woodstock Inn, and I'm told the following. Gary doesn't work here anymore. He's gone about a month, and he's gone to Cape Cod. Can you believe that? I really have to be careful what I think. I mean, it's just, it just defies the laws of chance, statistics. I mean, what are the odds? So here's what we're doing today. We're going to talk with Reese Brown from the Cross Country Ski Areas Association. And in the next hour, we're going to be in Cape Cod, by telephone at least, talking with Gary Thulander, who is now the managing director of the Chatham Bars Inn on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. A gorgeous place, people. I mean, it is the perfect place for a destination wedding, for a family reunion, for a romantic interlude, for a get away from the craziness and find yourself again place. And you can pretty much do that year round. So, later today, I'm going to have such a treat in that we have a returning guest from Costa Rica who stayed at Tulumar Resort and also at the Buena Vista Villas there, give us an update on their experience while they were in Costa Rica. So we're going to be all over the lot, and we're going to start doing all of that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Ring in the new year with the Boston Pops and Seth MacFarlane on December 31st at 10:15 p.m. Party the night away with the Boston Pops and very special guest Seth MacFarlane. There will be a cash bar and several dining options available. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. on December 31st. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
I'm so happy to have you on the line with us, Reese. We have Reese Brown, who is based in Woodstock, Vermont, as chance would have it, and is the executive director of Cross Country Ski Areas Association. I'm so glad you're with us. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. I'm happy to be here.
I have to tell you something about the name Reese. If you go to, actually, go to sabrams.com, because then you can actually see Reese. Go to sabrams, sabrams.com. When you get on the homepage, you'll see a picture of me way near the top, hiding behind a red British telephone booth, which everybody thinks is somewhere in the UK, but was actually at one of those attractions in Orlando where they were featuring Notting Hill, the film. Uh-huh. And so they had this British phone booth that I hid behind, and that's where that was taken. Right above the red phone booth box, it says YouTube channel Travel TV. If you click on that, and then you go to, oh my gosh, I'm going to say it's episode 7. If I'm wrong, you'll have to watch all the episodes, people, till you figure out which one it is. I think it's episode 7, Castle Hopping. And you will see a minute or two or whatever in the Castle Hopping episode, which is about staying in castles at night and visiting castles by day in Ireland. At Bleak Castle, just like the word Bleak China, or the town of Bleak, which is in Northern Ireland, in County Mayo in the Republic of Ireland, is Bleak Castle. It's in the city limits of Ballinagh, which is the twin town, twin sister city to Pittsfield, Massachusetts. You'll see the drawing room. You'll see the big entry reception area. You'll see the fireplace, and you'll see me petting a big German short-haired pointer named Reese.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a funny story attached to that, Reese Brown. And that is that Reese, the German short-haired pointer, who was darling and sweet, was a rescue dog that somehow wound up at a local veterinarian clinic. And the owner of Bleak Castle, whose official title is the Baron of Salt, is named Paul Doran. He took that dog off the hands of the vet when it had gotten healthy enough to be adopted out. And we've just run out of time in this segment, so at the beginning of the next segment, before we dig in to talk about cross-country skiing, I need to finish the story about Reese the dog. And maybe you'll go visit Reese the dog and the two of you can commune. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writer's Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Florida. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Please join me for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy's Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat where I'll read an excerpt of my novel Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Drop me a line at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie at sabrams.com. So I'll expect you. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel at 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, Florida. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
I'm an adventure dog.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I hope you're not just joining us, but if you are, I'll give you the quick 10-second summary. A German short-haired pointer was brought back to health by a vet in Ballinagh, County Mayo, Ireland, and became the rescue adopted dog of the Baron of Salt, Paul Dolan, who owns Balik Castle in Ballinagh, County Mayo, Ireland. And if you go to Balik Castle, you will meet Reese, the dog, roaming about, sweetest dog you ever want to meet. And I had a wonderful time hugging and kissing Reese, the dog. Not Reese Brown, my guest who's on the line. So Paul tells me this story that a couple months later, they had an appointment to take the dog back to the vet to just follow up and make sure it was doing well and healthy and whatever. And the vet says to the Baron of Salt, Paul Doran, "How is Grouse?" And Paul says, "Grouse? Who's Grouse?" And he said, "The dog you adopted." So somehow he didn't hear Grouse. He heard Reese, and Reese adopted well to Reese's new names. As anytime I see the name Reese, you have to forgive me. I have to do a little bit of a divergence into the story of Reese the dog, who lives like a king at Balik Castle. But you know what? If you want to go to Balik Castle sometime, you let me know, Reese, and I'll introduce you, and we'll send you over as a travel fairy godmother thing, and that'll be a nice thing. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in.
Yeah, tell me when you're ready to go. We'll make it work.
Okay.
When did you start skiing?
Oh, boy. I actually started late. I grew up in an area where there wasn't that much skiing, so I probably didn't start till I was 10 or 12. And actually, like most people, I started alpine skiing.
Okay. And where were you living at the time?
New York City, actually.
So what did you go? The Hunter Mountain and
No, I had friends that were up in Vermont, and so family friends, and they would take me up to Stowe, actually.
Oh, decent.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Decent. So, yeah, you had nice tall mountains originally to start learning on and continuing your learning on and whatever.
Exactly.
And so how does that make a giant leap into being executive director of Cross Country Ski Areas Association?
Well, I would say that I am a snow sports enthusiast, so I love anything to do with snow. You know, having learned to ski through alpine, I also cross-country skied because it was available and it was something to do that was a little less organized, so to speak. You could just go out in the woods, plod around, something like that. So it was great fun, and it was something that was just enjoyable. You could do it at night, early morning, so I did both. And from there, I got into the industry after college. I actually took that year off after college, and I'm still on it. and that was quite a long time ago. But I just, you know, love snow sports and love being in and around skiing. And as you mentioned, skiing is a winter sport for the most part, but I get to talk about it every day. So it's really fantastic. Looking at cross-country skiing, it's such a great activity to do. You don't need a lot of time. You can do it quickly. I can go out, of course, I live here in Vermont, but I can go out for lunch and ski for, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, if that's all I've got. We also snowshoe. You can go out quickly for a snowshoe, so you get a little exercise during your day. So it's worked out very well for me.
Wow. Doesn't it take you more time to put on all the warm weather gear to go out and do something? Doesn't it take more than 20 minutes to get ready to go
really.
And do?
You know, I can change in my office. My skis are in my car. I've got a season pass at our local ski area here in Woodstock. So I can just drive right to a trailhead, you know, step out, put my boots on if they're not already on, step into my skis, ski for however long I've got, and be back in the office, you know, within minutes after I'm done. So it works out, you know, it works out really well. You don't need a helmet. You're not in really heavy boots, and your clothing is considerably thinner than what you would normally use for alpine skiing. So, no, it works out well.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come right back. I have 1,000 questions. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Reese Brown, the executive director of Cross Country Ski Areas Association.
I'm an adventure dog. Oh, I'm an adventure dog. 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 Just see me run.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
I really can't stay.
Babe, it's cold outside.
I've got to
It's go Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Outside.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Reese Brown. He's the executive director of Cross Country Ski Areas Association. He's based in Woodstock, Vermont, because this man is a winter sport man, and you're certainly going to find some fabulous winter sport right there where you live, aren't you, Reese?
Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful spot to call home, that's for sure.
So you were talking with us about how you got into this as a vocation because of your serious interest in sport and winter sport and getting yourself out there. And I was asking about, doesn't it take a long time to get yourself into your jumpsuits and whatnot to go out? Because you mentioned, you know, lunchtime comes and you'll take 20 minutes or a half hour and go snowshoeing or go cross country skiing or wow.
And I think that's the beauty of cross-country skiing and snowshoeing is that, you know, your lead time to get out there is much less than some of the other snow sports. You don't have to go to, you know, a ski area that's got parking issues or major base lodge. The equipment is light and functional, and you just, you know, can keep it in your car, throw it on, and head out. So it's you know, it's great in that respect. And that's why I get to do that during the week. You know, where I can reserve weekends for alpine skiing.
Yeah, well, you're no fool.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people thinking, wow, now that's the life. When did the Ski Association, the Cross Country Ski Association, begin? When was it founded?
Oh, boy. It's been around for about 40 years. And it really began as a touring association, and it was a group of New England smaller ski areas that got together to form this little coalition that could help market themselves. You know, we've evolved over the years, and, you know, now we really serve two purposes. One is to market cross-country skiing. We have a website that that has ski areas listed all over the country and Canada. And then we have an industry side of the website where we're discussing best practices. We talk about grooming, we've got classified, so that side of the industry where we're really supporting the people that run the ski areas, the operators and the owners. So it's really a lot of fun. I get to meet people from all over the country in Canada, talk to them on a regular basis, see them frequently at our conferences, and also get to visit many, many different ski areas in the country that normally I wouldn't necessarily get to.
Wow. How many members are there in the association?
We have just under 200 ski area members. So that represents probably 60 to 70% of the ski areas out there. There are a lot of parks and government organizations that have ski areas or that have some sort of groomed trails in various neighborhoods or towns. So some of those we have as members, but many of those we don't. But we have most of the commercial ski areas as members.
Wow. Are they all in the U.S. and Canada?
We have one member in Norway who did come from the U.S. and now is in Norway and wanted to be part of our association. But for the most part, we are North America.
That's very cool.
Yeah, no, it's great. And we do hear from Europeans that are coming over and want to go ski somewhere, and they really don't know where to look. So we hope that they do find us, and many do, and then I can talk to them about where they're headed, what they're looking for, what our ski areas will offer, et cetera.
I have a crazy memory.
Yeah.
My husband says people cringe when I tell them that I catch more people in lies because I remember what they said. I often remember the date or what they were wearing if I was with them or where we were when they said it. And I don't go out of my way to embarrass people, but at least I know I'm dealing with a liar. So I know who my customer is and, you know. But my crazy memory drags in things when people are talking that probably normal people wouldn't remember. You were talking about the skiing, and what came to mind was a story in my sixth grade reading book about children skiing, and it takes place in Norway. And it was during World War II, the story is placed, and there were some skiers who were, you know, really sensational, amazing racing skiers who were acting as couriers in this story. And so, you know, they were avoiding, you know, roads and airplanes and, you know, other means of transportation to get messages for the Allies from one place to another behind the German lines. And these little kids were out in the woods and they were cross-country skiing. But I think, I don't know, maybe they did some downhill too. But they were out in the woods and they knew that these, you know, was kind of common knowledge in the family that these people were kind of, you know, their own resistance to what was going on during World War II. And the Nazi soldiers showed up and they were hot on the path following the tracks of these messengers on skis. And the two little kids who were probably 10, 11 years old, probably the age of the readers of this classroom reading book, decided that they had to cover the tracks of where these guys jumped from so they couldn't follow them. So the little kids went out on their skis and they got to the place where the courier skiers had, you know, jumped off, and you could see, you know, the marks in the ground where they jumped from, and then the tracks disappear and people would have to look in some other direction. And they went over and they purposely fell down on top of those marks so that nobody would know what direction the courier skiers went in. And the Nazi soldiers saw them and laughed at how clumsy the Norwegian children were at skiing and how much better the children where they came from were at skiing. And the kids just smiled at each other, knowing what a good deed they just did. But it's, you know, it's funny, the memories that come to my mind as my guests are speaking and telling me about things related to what they are doing. And I wonder, is cross-country skiing particularly appealing to a particular age group? And are there people that getting children into it? Or does that come sometime later? And, you know, alpine downhill skiing is like the first place that people go in their mentality when it comes to I'm going to learn to ski.
Well, that's a great question. I think alpine skiing certainly has a larger participation base and more people know about it. But cross-country skiing does have a very strong kid program. There's lots of junior programs in areas that have snow. So anybody in your snow belt. But it also appeals to that older person who perhaps doesn't want to alpine ski anymore, or they're starting to get a little tired of some of the challenges of alpine skiing, so they can move on to cross-country skiing, which is definitely a little easier on your body and still, you know, be able to extend their time on snow many years into the future. So we've got both. It's also a great activity to do with friends, to do with your dog, to do with young kids.
Stop there. Stop. Do with your dog. Is your dog running alongside, or is your dog on skis too?
Your dog's running alongside. There's many ski areas that allow dogs, and there's all sorts of people that love their dogs, and so you take them for a walk in the summer, you take them for a ski in the winter. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you get into, you know, you were mentioning earlier, talking about putting on snowshoes and whatever.
Yep.
I mean, if it's deep enough to want to have snowshoes on, is your dog going to sink in?
Yes, but they're dogs. They
what
love
do you
that.
Mean,
you
yes,
know, it's
but?
It's exercise for them. Once they start to get tired, they will follow you in your tracks. But, you know, if you go to an area that grooves, they've packed the snow down already. So it's a nice surface, and the dog hopefully will not sink.
Oh, that's an interesting point about grooming. You know, we really ought to talk about grooming trails a little bit because, you know, I know enough to be dangerous, so that's why I have you on. But it's my understanding that U.S. resorts groom trails and do a better job to a higher standard than those in Canada and those in Europe. Do you have a comment on that?
I don't know if I would agree with that. Certainly our Canadian partners do a fantastic job. I think what I see is that a lot of effort goes into the quality of the snow surface. So my ski areas, the ones that I've spent much time with, are spending a lot of time learning new grooming techniques, spending money on equipment to groom. So they really want to make sure that that experience is top notch, regardless of what Mother Nature is throwing at them. Also, from a beginner standpoint or someone who's learning, skiing on a well-groomed trail is far easier than going out your back door or going into your neighbor's field or any of that sort of stuff. That can be difficult, fun in a different way.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Really can't stay. Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelson's returns for his fifth season to lead the BSO in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites, featuring the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, and more. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants.
I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want to bepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Florida. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Please join me for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy's Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat where I'll read an excerpt of my novel Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Drop me a line at Stephanie at sabrams.com. That's Stephanie at sabrams.com. So I'll expect you. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel at 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, Florida. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we're thinking snow because it's August, and this is the time of year when you should start making your at least first steps into considering where you're going to take your winter sport vacation and start to do your investigating now, making your decisions, and making your reservations. Don't wait for after Thanksgiving or Christmas or January to say, gee, we ought to go do some skiing, or we ought to go do some snowboarding, or we ought to for sure try out cross-country skiing. And we have on the line with us Reese Brown, who it's a pleasure to have you on with us, sir, talking about cross-country skiing and the Cross-Country Skiing Association, which encompasses about 60% of the cross-country ski opportunities, resorts, what have you, in North America. A combination of members in the U.S., in Canada, and one in Norway, which I think is adorable. That's wonderful. So, are there programs for people who want to do cross-country skiing? Do you find that are most people stepping over from alpine skiing, downhill skiing, into cross-country skiing, Nordic skiing? Or are there any groups of people or individuals who seem to start with that?
Yeah, there are absolutely groups of people that are starting with cross-country skiing. It all depends on on what you're looking for, and what your, I would say, family is looking for. We see a lot of families try cross-country skiing for the first time, every winter here in Vermont and elsewhere. And I think people are looking at, okay, what else can I do? I understand alpine skiing. That's cool. We've done that. But I want to try something else. And this is, as I mentioned, an opportunity to do something as a family, because you don't have one person speeding off and leaving the rest of the family together. It's also a great thing to do with kids. If you've got young kids, you mentioned Andrew Weibrecht putting his kids on skis. That's awesome. But think about doing that in cross country, where they're not going to, they're not going to take off down the hill with you screaming after them to stop.
there's
it's a different
scene.
Environment. There's not as many people, so it's not as crowded. So you're less worried about other people impacting your kid. We're seeing a lot. And to your point about programs, absolutely. They have ski schools. They've got women's groups. They've got singles groups. And there's all sorts of activities at cross-country centers. Plus, many of them have fantastic food. Craft beer is a big thing. You can absolutely go to happy hour after cross-country skiing. It's not all about the fitness. It's about the fun. And, so there's great food opportunities. There's great lodging at many of the resorts, beautiful log cabins, all sorts of different things. So it's really a very interesting and a very sophisticated environment in many areas.
So give us some idea of, how many states are there that you have members in?
I think we have 16 to 18, somewhere around that number.
Yeah, because it would have to be the northern
the
tier.
Snow-covered states would have ski areas. We have one in Arizona also, in Flagstaff. Any place that you would normally go, think of going skiing, you can cross-country ski also.
Yeah, and normally we think of the northern tier of the U.S., but you've got places in New Mexico that are very popular.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. West Virginia, some of those southern Appalachian states do, for sure. And virtually every alpine area now either has a cross-country center or is associated with a local cross-country center. So, the alpine guys are realizing that, maybe people don't want to just do alpine skiing every day. They want to try something else. They might want to go snowshoeing. They might need a break. They want to take an afternoon off. There's all sorts of reasons to try cross-country skiing.
And what percentage of the places that you can do these winter sports also have a resort associated with it? So you can stay right there. You don't have to go down to the next town or something for lodging.
That is a good question. I don't have that at the tip of my tongue.
You're going to get that answer.
I would say at least 50% have lodging.
I'm going to give you the challenge.
Probably more.
Reese, I'm going to give you the challenge. Go find out for me. We'll have you back to share it with us.
Okay, I'll
All right?
do that.
All right, hang on with me, because we have used up this hour and we're going to go off to Cape.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.